Écrit comme 2006, épreuve d'oral d'anglais, texte numéro 4. America rules OK. Why should America control the internet? A growing number of governments are asking this apparently reasonable question. At a diplomatic meeting last week in Geneva, the European Union unexpectedly dropped its support for America and sided with its critics. America could now find itself isolated as negotiations over future regulation of the internet continue. The critics' point of view seems quite understandable. The internet is not just a hugely important tool of global communication, but also an engine of economic growth. Other countries quite understandably balk at American hegemony over something that matters so much to their future. Yet although America's exercise of power in the bricks and mortar world may not always have been flawless, its oversight of the internet, which it invented — Tim Berners-Lee of Britain is sometimes credited with the feat, but he created the World Wide Web — has been remarkably benign. That's probably partly because politics has been kept out of it. Most people think of the internet as decentralized and thus uncontrollable. That's largely true. Nevertheless, its infrastructure requires some coordination, so it needs a bit of governance. This is currently done by a non-profit group called the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN. This organization operates under a contract from the American government and consults private sector firms and groups of techies and users. Much of ICANN's work is technical. It coordinates such features as domain names, like .com or .net, routing numbers and technical standards. But small technical details can sometimes have big political ramifications, and ICANN has often found itself embroiled in controversy. Nevertheless, ICANN's stewardship has succeeded because its focus has been not on politics, but on making the network as efficient as possible. The sometimes fierce debates that break out among techies have been conducted transparently. The result has been an internet open to innovation and free expression, led mostly by the private sector, and relatively free from government interference. Yet because the system runs under American auspices, other countries are unhappy with this arrangement. Many of those who want to relieve America of its control think ICANN's job should be taken over by a United Nations agency. To anybody who has spent much time observing the UN at work, this sounds like a poor idea. It is no accident that the world's telephone systems remained so expensive and static for so long. It is also no accident that many of the countries loudest in their demands for the internet to be taken out of American hands are those, such as China, Iran, and Saudi Arabia, that are keenest on restricting its use by their own citizens. This summer, appeasing its critics, America acknowledged that other countries have sovereignty over their national addresses and said it would never disrupt the system, i.e. kick France's .fr address offline. And at the meeting last week in Geneva, it supported the idea of a forum in which all governments can discuss these matters in an evolutionary process. Fin du texte numéro 4.